This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain,
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch, including the over-the-road truck drivers that are out there, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, simply with Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, and joining us right now, retired U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain. Good to be with you, as always.
Yes, sir. Let's say the pledge. You ready?
I am ready.
I pledge allegiance,
To the flag,
of the United, States of America. And to the Republic, for which it stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, let's see here. The president took a little trip yesterday to the United Nations. Yes, it's in the United States. And he took John Kerry right in tow along with him. I wonder how that all worked out.
Yeah, you would think that it would have been an opportunity to kind of diffuse a lot of the things and the criticism on that. But I think in the end, it didn't. Of course, that's not apparent to everybody because, as you pointed out in our discussion, the real hard questions weren't allowed to be asked of him, and he wasn't taken into account for really answering. And so what we had was an address to the United Nations, which was considerably more fluff than substance, that begged more questions than it answered.
Yeah, you're right. And he wouldn't speak to our reporters, our U.S. reporters. They got booted out of the room, and the British reporters were allowed to ask questions of Boris Johnson, but not Joe Biden.
Yes, and this was an address to the United Nations.
Yeah.
That's a disconnect.
Yeah, sure. There's something really wrong when you see all this all the time. And, of course, the handlers now are paying close attention to him. And he did make that one flub yesterday when he called the United Nations the United States.
You know, the president's handlers are probably the ones that are having to work in the hardest and to earn whatever money they're getting paid to just be handlers than anybody else. Of course, the handlers include all the usual folks and the folks behind the scenes that you don't hear about, to include our vice president, given the border crisis. But where does she go to? Well, it's not to address the czar of the border. Of course, is not plugged into that. And behind the scenes, of course, is the doctor, the good doctor. And I'm talking about Dr. Joe Biden.
Right.
I think probably has more influence than what is apparent to most Americans as a handler of her husband, our president, than anybody.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of people that think that she's a medical doctor. They don't understand, but she's not. And they don't understand that Dr. Rand Paul is a doctor, a surgeon.
And nevertheless, many give her more credence on things of which he is an expert than they give to Dr. Rand Paul.
Well, thank you to the media.
Yes.
Yep, that's the media that did that. They'd pull that number. All right, well, should we be concerned that the Democrats yanked $1 billion from the Iron Dome project out of the budget? They say they're going to put it back into the defense budget a little bit later.
I think that is a concern, and it's kind of what I've been reflecting on in the past week, because you've heard me say this before. So often we as Americans, and sometimes it's done purposely, we lose sight of the forest for the trees, and so it becomes very difficult to step back and say, okay, I'm seeing all these forests, I'm standing beneath this tree, what is the forest? And that's why on my podcast earlier, 2 days ago, I went back to Leadership 101 to take a look at what are the essentials of being a leader in all the discussion about national leadership, Department of Defense leadership, and discussions with, of course, with General Miley, which we'll talk about more. But back to the point about whether we should be concerned about the $1 billion being nixed for the Iron Dome, it is. But the bigger picture, it goes back a long time, and it has to do with a cultural thing and how we as Americans are being driven to view the world and our national culture. We take a look like any time that you do anything that provides any kind of support for the nation and the state of Israel, or any time that you try to draw attention to where Christians anywhere, whether it be North Africa or in the Middle East or anywhere, are being that you're saying, well, wait a minute, we don't want to pay too much attention to that because then it will be an indication that somehow we're trying to foment hate against the Islamic faith, which is rubbish. And I think that part of that underlies a lot of this, and it's driven by a lot of folks, and that's unfortunate.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, I'll be right back with more with Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. So don't go anywhere as we have more coming your way right after this break. Kathy's going to take us to break and give you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Roger D. Shulman, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Roger P., for doing that for us and this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Now, again, Moss is one of the sponsors for the event tomorrow night. They will be over there with their crew, and you'll get a chance to meet a lot of their key people tomorrow night over there at the table. I'll be over there near their display table that they'll have. But I can tell you that it's just amazing to me still how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, up into the upper Midwest, and as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. Now, I realize that a lot of these are my affiliates and people are coming over there, so I get that. But it also starts with Moss Care, which gives you free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. And you can't beat, when it comes to price and customer service, Moss Nissan. It just won't happen. Now, you also, their motto is whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. Now, that's a pretty good goal to have. And I'll tell you this much. When you go there, check out the Rogue. Even if you don't want one, check out the Rogue. Take a test drive in it. It's the hottest SUV in the market. And the interior of the Rogue is the same of a Murano right now. They've really opened it up and given it a lot more room. Now, you can't beat the selection at Moss. Over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles there, all kinds and shapes and sizes and colors. Clean trade-ins also right now are commanding a great resale price, so take advantage, upgrade your right now, and your vehicle's going to be worth more money than what you think. And don't forget, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active-duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get taken very good care of. Now, Nissan locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue here in Tampa. And coming soon, another brand new Moss Nissan dealership. Be telling you about that in a little while. Now, online,
You can check them out at MossNissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because when you do that, you walk in the door and say, hey, the captain sent me. Right away, ka-ching, that's money in your pocket. $500 comes off the vehicle that you're looking at. So tell them that when you walk in there. The captain sent me. Moss Nissan. All right, back to Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, United States Army retired. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
We got a couple of question askers on here, so I'm going to go to the first one. Mary, what's your question?
My question is, how deep are you supposed to go to try to figure Washington, D.C. out? I feel like a lot of the information that comes out on radio or TV is really basically scratches the surface. So you have to do deeper dive into the Internet to figure out, like, the Mossad, the Khazarian Mafia, the Muslim Brotherhood, to get into things like that, because you never hear those things mentioned on the radio. And also, like, if you're going to run for president, you have to be 37 and a citizen. That's it. It doesn't really mention money in there. But money evidently seems to be playing a big factor in everything in Washington, D.C. So how do people figure things like that out? Because it seems to be like you're the little peon here and don't get any information except what you're fed.
Okay.
That's my question. Thank you.
All right. Well, Colonel, first of all, I've talked about the Muslim Brotherhood ad endem until I'm blue in the face, and other aspects of people and groups that influence our politicians, especially the Democrats. They're no longer progressives. Actually, they're no longer socialists. They are pure, hardcore, many of them, communists.
Yeah, Marxists, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I will give some credit to what the caller had to say, I focused on one thing that she said. We do have, and we have long had, a 24/7 news cycle, and that includes the radio, notwithstanding folks like you that try to delve deeper in that in the time allowed. But her bottom line point is, and mine would be this, if we the people are reliant upon the media, any media source or the government, any level of government, as being the end-all for our source of information, then we will be misinformed. And the best that the media and even you, Captain Ambrose, can do is to plant a seed.
Mm-hmm.
It's up to us to do what she suggested, mm-hmm. which she needs to continue to do, and we need to continue to do, is dig below the surface and get below those headlines and the 24/7 news cycle, and do more. That's what we have to do. It's hard to find time in all the forests that are blinding us, or the trees that are blinding us for what the forest really looks like. But nevertheless, in a government of, by, and for the people, we have a responsibility to do our own homework and just use the media, any media, and the government as a start point for our own homework.
Yep. Okay, we got a second caller. Let's see what he would like to ask us. Backgammon Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Captain, Colonel. My question concerns nuclear weapons, as we have about 1,400 strategic weapons actively deployed. We really need to keep these things on a hair trigger, and as I don't think either us or the Russians or any other country is going to do a first strike, because I think our greatest danger is probably accidental. And there have been a few times in the past where nuclear war was very close, both with us and the Russians. And the damage of just even a limited nuclear war would be incredibly severe. Do we need this number of nuclear weapons on active deployment? All right, that's it, Kevin.
All right. Colonel, I want to say something first before you get a chance to chime in there. My concern is a dirty bomb being touched off by a rogue nation or a terrorist group. Go ahead, Colonel.
Yeah, Captain, I think you're right. I think the more likely threat is what you talked about, a dirty bomb. And there's no end to the ingenuity of those that would do us harm or those in the world harm. The caller does have a point, because it is something that we don't discuss much anymore, that unlike the fears of General Milley, in our nation, we do have a process. It isn't just simply the President of the United States waking up one morning and pressing the nuclear bomb. We have a process in place. The other nations that possess nuclear weapons don't have the same process or the same, what I believe remains the good intent of the United States of America. So it is something that should always be in the back of the mind. And folks in the Department of Defense, those looking out for our national security, do need to pay attention, because there are a lot of strategic nuclear weapons that are out there, and tactical nuclear weapons that are available to nations that we have no control over. And so we do need to be mindful of that. But I'm with you, Captain. I think the most likely threat is a dirty bomb of some sort, whether it be nuclear or biological, or that, from rogue people and rogue organizations is the greatest threat. But we don't need to forget, and we need to attend to what the caller was talking about.
Right, and I should have included biological in it to begin with, but you are right, because either one or the other. All right, we have another caller. I'm not sure who this is, because it's a Skype call. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, sir. It's Eric in Tennessee. What's shaking?
Eric in East Tennessee, up there in Morristown.
Yes,
what's up?
Hey, what's going on, sir? Great topic here. Real quick, this is a rhetorical question, maybe just a more intellectual question for debate. Why is the United States of America supplementing Israeli defense funding with our tax money, is number one? They have allegedly, because no one, they haven't come out and affirmed it, developed nuclear weapons on their own in the 1980s. That's been an underpinning of their, in the hip pocket defense, okay? I'm all for supporting, quote unquote, our allies in the region.
All right, you got 30 seconds. You're cut off by the break,
yeah.
So.
Yeah, right. So that leads to the next nuclear proliferation issue, which the previous caller was attempting to address.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we got the threat in Iran. Well, who helped develop initially the Iranian nuclear power program? That was the United States of America and the Eisenhower administration. And then LBJ went ahead and built a nuclear power plant for them in 67. So here we are. We're, we're playing two-card money with one, with one nut, and they always just keep switching the nut around. So I think that it's something that should be addressed. The United States should not be supplementing or funding for Israeli defense forces. They should be assisting the technology. But that's just an open-ended question. Thanks for taking my call, sir.
Thank you very much, Eric. And Eric's up in Morristown, Tennessee. Now, Colonel, we're going to run out of time. You're not going to get an opportunity to answer it. You can stick around for another segment, I hope.
Yeah, Captain, I'd be happy to.
All right, because we'll answer the question on the other side of the break, which is starting right now, so you hang on. And, folks, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast to you on this Wednesday morning from Tampa, Florida. Yep, Tampa, Florida is what it's called. And, by the way, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers go up against the L.A. Rams on Sunday. That'll be an interesting game.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The feds are running out of money, and lawmakers voted Tuesday on a stopgap measure, which needed to be passed to avoid a government shutdown when funding expires on 30 September. The House passed the bill to fund the government through early December, along with a measure to raise the debt ceiling through December 2022. That faces a difficult journey in the Senate, where at least 10 Republicans would need to be in favor of the bill. A body found Sunday in Wyoming is that of Gabby Petito. That's according to the Teton County Coroner. The coroner's initial determination of the matter of death is homicide. As the FBI and others continue searching for boyfriend Brian Laundrie in Florida, this is the 911 call that alerted Moab, Utah authorities something was wrong.
We drove by and the gentleman was slapping the girl.
He was slapping her?
Yes, and then we stopped. They ran up and down the sidewalk. He proceeded to hit her, hopped in the car, and they drove off.
USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnight. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty. Thank you very much. That's Jeff in Sarasota made that for us, and we appreciate him very much. And before I get back to the Colonel, I want to remind everybody tomorrow is D-Day, or should I say Job Creators Network Day, the Bring Small Businesses Back a tour, of course, that's going to be here in Tampa. And this is going to be a big deal, folks, because we've got the governor coming. He's going to make a major policy speech, a 20-minute major policy speech. Now, it'll be at the Grand Hyatt Tampa Bay, which is just to the west of the airport runway on Bayport Drive in Tampa, right on the bay. You can see it. It's over there on the, as you're coming west, it's on the left. As you're coming east, it's on the right. The last big high-rise on the right. That's where we'll be going. Now, the event is sponsored by the Job Creators Network, Travel Cats, Moss Family Automotive, Walser Wealth Management, and Tuggy the Patriot Pup. The author, Laura Kelly, will be there with her books. You can take a look and see all the different things that she's written about and whatnot, and it's going to be a great event. Now, the topics, of course, no to high taxes, no to government red tape, no to mandates. The governor's giving, a major address. Governor Ron DeSantis, he'll be there for about 20 minutes giving his speech. And Mike Gallagher will be on the panel, along with
Carl Jackson, along with the JCN president and CEO, Alfredo Ortiz, along with Fox News business contributor Rebecca Walser from Walser Wealth here in Tampa, Florida. Bill Bunkley will be the moderator. I'll be up on stage with some people doing the Pledge of Allegiance, and we'll be honored to be able to do that. And you can get your tickets by going to theanswertampa.com. Now, we still have general seating available. The event starts at 7 p.m., so you can be there for that and sit and get a good seat and be able to watch everything that's going on. And we also have a deal right now where if you become a member of our loyalty club at theanswertampa.com, you can buy one ticket and get one given to you for free. So become a member of the loyalty club. It costs nothing to do that. And you get one ticket for free and one ticket you'll pay for. That's a hell of a deal. And you're going to love it. Okay. Back to Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And thank you very much, Colonel, for sticking around.
Yeah, Captain. Thursday's event. I've got my ticket.
Well, I look forward to seeing you.
I have not heard Governor DeSantis speak in person since I caught him at a campaign spot. Mm-hmm. Up in St. Pete back in 2018 when he was running for governor. Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty excited about it. Yeah. Of course, he's the forefront of the speakers, but all the others you mentioned are worth the price of admission by themselves.
Yep. Now, you heard the question from Eric in East Tennessee, so let's talk about that. And then I want to lead this into General Milley because we want to talk about him too. But go ahead with the nuclear stuff.
Yeah, Eric. Well, the fact is, we don't know. It's a well-known secret. The Israelis do have a nuclear arsenal. They have somewhere on the order of about 120 nukes, and they have had that for some time. Most of the foreign aid that Israel had, along with Egypt, came out of the Sinai Peace Accords almost a half century ago under the Carter administration. So $1 billion compared to that is a small amount. But one thing that I don't think that people need to be confused about is that the Iron Dome defense and the nuclear arsenal for Israel are really related, but they're two different animals. The Iron Dome defense has been depleted in huge order because they've had to use so much of the defense to defeat the creative bad guys that have sent everything from incendiary balloons across the border, errant missile strikes like they've always done. And so it's depleted a big part of that. And we could say, well, Israel needs to find another means to do that. I got to disagree with Eric on that. I would rather reduce some of the foreign aid that we apportion for other things to include Egypt or Israel, because when you talk about much of what Israel has had to expend in the Iron Dome has a lot to do with the State Department policy and how we've dealt with Israel in the Middle East over the last couple of decades. We have contributed to that, so we own part of that, just like we own part of the problem in Afghanistan, because for two decades, the policy that we had. So we have a reason to just simply walk away and say we can't do that. They've got enough money. Yeah, there's some truth to that, but there's some that's not. But nevertheless, I'm pretty sure that we're not going to allow the Iron Dome to go away, because our national security interest has been served by that. And much of what we publicly say Israel should not do when they take out bad guys in Iran or Syria, all that, in private we say, way to go, Israel. And that has been true for a long time. So our public face and what we do privately are two different things. And it's to serve our national security interests, not that we're trying to serve Israel. Because, yeah, they're a sovereign state. We're a sovereign state. But much of what's done in the Iron Dome serves our national security interests, in my estimation.
All right, I gotta mention something real quick here and change the subject totally. News changes everything. Breaking news. 14th Street and 54th Avenue has reopened after a pedestrian crash in Bradenton overnight. The accident was a fatality. Now, here's one that I hate to report on. A Palm Harbor firefighter has been severely injured in a crash that happened at about 3:19 this morning in a crash in the northbound lanes of U.S. 19 at Innisbrook Drive. Now, they've rushed to the scene of the two-car crash almost immediately after arriving. A firefighter was hit outside of the fire truck by a silver GMC Denali pickup truck. Numerous additional fire and rescue trucks were dispatched. The injured firefighter was rushed to Bayfront as a trauma alert with multiple injuries. The driver of the GMC Denali pickup truck that hit him was taken to Advent Health in Pinellas for his injuries. One person from the original crash was taken to Advent Health as well. Our thoughts and prayers go out to the firefighter. That is dangerous stuff when you get on the road in the middle of the night. You never know if a drunk's going to wipe you out.
That's right. And here in Florida, we're a very diverse state, even though we're unified around many things to include our governor, but we're a very diverse state. And we got a diverse amount of drivers out there. Folks that are 20 miles per hour below the speed limit or 20 miles above it. Some that may or may not be intoxicated. Some that may be non-intoxicated with alcohol, but with abusive substances and things like that. You do take your risk. So you got to be defensive. You got to be alert. It's kind of like what the sheriff said at a forum here in Manatee County at a forum last night. He says, hey, my last word is be alert and stay alive. Get your nose out of your dang-gone cell phone. Pay attention to what's going on around you. 2 weeks ago, there was a 79-year-old man that ran here in Manatee County that ran a red stop sign and hit a postal service worker and killed a 41-year-old postal worker who had children. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that it was inattentive driving and all that. And I'm not sure if it was due to the age of the driver. It might have been. But, one thing, we Floridians, we got a diversity of drivers, and we got two doggone many irresponsible drivers, either because they're inattentive or because they're driving under the influence of something other than mm-hmm. their thinking brain.
All right, well, Colonel, we got to talk about General Milley because, again, General Milley, the jury is still out on what's going on here. We need to really know what happened with those phone calls. And yesterday, I believe he was the chairman of the Armed Services Committee, a Democrat, chimed in and said, well, he was just doing his job answering those calls.
Yeah, that's willful ignorance. Even somebody who you expect to say stupid things ought to be better than that. But, you're right. The jury is still out. Why? Because we really haven't heard the testimony from the person who's the defendant in sedition here,
yep.
General Milley. Hate to say that about a four-star, but it's true. The same thing that we talked about the last couple of weeks with General Milley is still true. Based upon what you and I and Americans know about what General Milley had apparently said has not been answered by him or anybody else. For what we do know, what we do believe to be what was said and all that, it's a framework for a sedition charge.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing he has said to come forward. When you have the likes of Colonel Vidman, who himself is probably a seditionist,
mm-hmm.
Comes out and say, well, if what he is reported to have said and done is true, then he should be held accountable. When that happens, you know that you're in trouble.
Okay, Colonel, we've run out of time. I appreciate you sticking around. And tell everybody about your group.
Yeah, go ahead and find rltfl.org, Republican Liberty Caucus.
Thank you.
Find it out.
Thank you, Colonel. I'll see you tomorrow night.
All right. See you then.
All right. And, folks, if you follow me around tomorrow, you'll probably meet the Colonel. Now, coming up, we've got Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You betcha. Okay, final segment of the program today for a Wednesday, brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor down there in Sarasota. Long time here on the radio with us, and we appreciate them very much. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old Uncle Sam with the red, white, and blue American flag there, too. Now, all their blind shades and shutters are made in the USA. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will offer installation, on-site cleaning, and parts and repairs. Now, you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, or you can give her a call at 941-922-2345, that's 941-922-2345, to set up an appointment for service.
or stop by the store. Again, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. One more time on the phone number, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell her the captain sent you. Now, on the telephone line, we have the consumer quarterback, Mr. Brandon Rimes. Hello, Brandon.
Good morning, Captain. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing good, my friend. Listen, you guys are about to do something for the community, which is really going to be good. Now, we know that there's a lot of jobs out there that people can't find vacancies for, but you're out there with some jobs that really could be significant paying jobs. You're with what's going to be a career fair on Wednesday, October the 20th. It's going to be held at the Largo Event Center. That's the old Minreg Hall at 6340 126th Avenue in Largo from 6 to 8 p.m. And there's going to be, I believe you said there'll be over 30 businesses there. Is that right?
Yeah, that's what you're estimating, about 30
businesses, and trying to pair up, you know, make some power pairs there of folks looking for jobs and employers looking to fill some positions. So that should be a good time, good turnout. We're going to have a DJ and lots of food and lots of fun.
And I think somebody named the captain will be there.
I love it.
Somebody named the captain will be there. All right. Now, they can go to your website, theconsumerqb.com, to sign up for this. Is that right, to register?
Eventbrite.com would be better.
Straight to eventbrite.com and just search Tampa Bay's best
career fair.
Tampa Bay's best career fair.
All right, eventbrite.com, Tampa Bay's best career fair. Okay, hopefully people that are looking for work, and there's got to be, you know, people aren't just sitting home doing nothing because that's all they got to do. They're doing that for a reason. You know, some of the people, they're living off this dream that, well, we can get all this money for our kids and we don't have to work anymore. Look at what the government's doing. Well, that's not going to last forever, is it?
There's opportunities. You know,
really just see what the opportunities are and dig deeper and, look at the statistics, kind of see where the trends are going. And, you know,
look at opportunities. There's lots
of opportunity. Talk to your CPA, your attorney. Like, for example, I know there's lots of opportunities for business owners that have,
you got a certain amount of employees, you got to meet certain
criteria, but there's still, you know, opportunities for,
government money that's demanded, down payment,
distance money for folks that if they're looking to purchase real estate. And, you know, by the way, I know you're a national show, so we can help people in any market throughout the United States and beyond with our Keller Williams network. We've got a network of Keller Williams agents throughout the world where we can pair people up and make certain that they are going to be paired with a really good mega agent, a power agent out in whatever state they're in.
And see, the thing of it is when people listen to you, consumer quarterback, and they go to consumerqb.com to find out more about what it is you do, a lot of people are having a lot of problems right now. There's a lot of phone calls coming in out of the clear blue sky with all this kind of crap that's in there. I mean, the Internal Revenue's contacting about this, and so-and-so's contacting about that, and all that stuff. And it is what it is. Okay, let's take a caller and see what the question is here. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Good morning, Mel in Saratoga Springs. What's your question for the consumer quarterback?
I'd like to ask the consumer quarterback, Captain. How many businesses does he have listed with him who we're going to recruiting those who are vaccine hesitant? Because it looks as though our government is now creating a vaccine apartheid or economic apartheid against those who don't have a who are not looking to take a vaccine or say an experimental vaccine.
All right.
Are there going to be those there at this office?
Okay, let's ask him, give him a chance to answer here because we're running out of time. Okay, you heard the question, right, Brandon?
Yeah, I got the gist of it about
how many businesses are in that position. You know, I had an interesting interview yesterday on my show with United States Congressman Gus Bilirakis.
Right.
And I asked him about, you know, some of these different national stories and things that hadn't. And he said, you know, it's just very frustrating to be in Washington, D.C. right now fighting for, you know, small businesses, fighting for personal property rights and fighting for, you know, against a lot of these programs that the Biden administration is pushing through. So, and he said, you know, I asked him specifically about the southern border wall. And he said it's unforgivable. Asked him about the mandates. He said what they're doing is unforgivable. And he said, you know, especially specifically in Florida, we have a great governor here, you know, helping to protect us and trying to protect us from some of those mandates. But I haven't, you know, had personal
insights into
any businesses
to represent the question.
Okay, I realize that it's up to the individual business whether or not they want to enforce that or not, because it's not mandatory in the state of Florida, and you can wind up with a $5,000 fine if you force somebody to have a vaccine to work. That's the way I understand it. Is that right?
Yeah, I think so. And it's almost
to the point where it's like, hey, if you force somebody to get a vaccine and they have an adverse reaction to it, because they didn't want to take it in the first place. I feel like if that's the case, then maybe you should be held responsible for forcing them to take the vaccine that they didn't want to take. And by the way, it's not a vaccine. It's an RNA. It's an experimental RNA.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And, of course, now the only one that's been ruled acceptable, I believe, is Pfizer. So that comes out of that shield now. That's good for whatever. But anyway, okay, I've run out of time here, so give me the website and your phone number for people to contact you.
Yes. Brandon Rhymes, Consumer Quarterback Show. You can find us online at consumerqb.com and consumerqb, like quarterback.com, 813-750-0550. That's our hotline number. We'd love to help you. 813-750-0550. Captain, appreciate you.
All right. Thank you very much, Brandon. Appreciate that. And don't forget to mark on your calendar Wednesday, October the 20th, 6 to 8 p.m., Tampa Bay's Career Fair. Tampa Bay's Career Fair. Over 30 businesses there looking to hire people ASAP at the Largo Event Center, 6340 126th Avenue in Largo. That's Wednesday, October the 20th, 6 to 8 p.m. To find out more, you can go to Eventbrite and type in Tampa Bay's Best Career Fair, and you'll come up with that. Or you can go to the ConsumerQB.com website, one or the other. Either one will work. Now, it's been a busy day. Busy, busy day here in the program. And tomorrow night's our big event. Hope you can take advantage there and hope to see many of you there. At our event at the Grand Hyatt. Again, go to theanswertampa.com, theanswertampa.com. I got a phone call yesterday from one of my friends that I hadn't seen in a while that's coming down from Georgia, and another person that I haven't seen in a while is coming in from New York, and that's going to be really good. And it's going to be kind of like a old home day in some references to some of the people that are coming in again to see what's going on and to listen to our great governor, Ron DeSantis. And he is the real deal, believe me, when I tell you. We're so lucky to have him as our governor. It's not funny. All right. Here comes the music. Means I got to go. It means that you're going to have another great, great, great podcast to listen to during the day. For those of you that just listened to like the last hour or whatnot, I realize a lot of you go and grab the podcast. Thank you very much for doing that, and thank you very much for making this show as popular as it is. We appreciate it. And I will be back tonight with more. Don't forget, it's all about we the people. God bless America.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah. I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.